H2A rule change. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Finally, something farmers can count on. When you consider all of the variables that farmers have to deal with, it is staggering. Trade deals with the rest of the world imposing on exports, the pandemic, presidential election results, weather, labor laws, and it goes on and on. But now, a ray of hope for farmers who are forced to play a never-ending guessing game. A final H2A farm labor rule, just announced by the Department of Labor, gives farmers predictability in farm employee wages. The Department of Labor announced a rule change in how farm labor rate increases are determined. The final rule no longer uses a USDA survey for workers who fall under core farm occupations. Here's the Farm Bureau's Allison Crittenden.
So we're no longer using the survey-based wage methodology that have all those drastic swings from year to year of a 23% increase in one year or a 10% increase in a different region. Instead, we're moving to a two-year freeze and then using the employment cost index, which isn't as volatile, to dictate the increases starting in 2023.
More on this very important topic tomorrow. I hope you found this program informative and useful. I'm David Sparks. Proud to represent the Ag Information Network.